It is the time of the year when the government will need to spend a certain amount of time and budget and effort to actually woo the states for the vote. They need to woo the states for the vote. So how are they going to play this Sarawak game right now? And we know this one thing. In order to woo the votes, there's going to be a pour out of money. And money means prosperity of businesses. And then it means prosperity to investors who know where the money is going. So here is where you are learning to take advantage of this situation.
Hi, I'm Mr. Money, and you're listening to The Real Money Show, the podcast where we talk about how to make more money, how to manage money, how to invest money, and more. Join us as we interview our guests and explore different ways to make the most of our money in the real world. Welcome to the show.
Tonight's title is this: Vaccine is finally here. And definitely one of the things that came across on my Facebook is the very picture that our PM took the first vaccine jab. Jang, jang, jang. Now, although there's a lot of debate on whether, you should be taking a vaccine jab or not. Some people are telling me that they are afraid of the side effects and so on. But at the end of the day, this is my little advice to you. If you can, just go and take the jab, all right? Yeah, if you can, please go and take the jab. Now, having said all that, definitely for us here watching this show, being a Mr. Money TV follower, one of the things that definitely everyone is concerned about is the stock market itself, right? Now, how many of you are wondering to yourself, after this whole incident and vaccine is finally here, we are entering into the recovery phase, or at least we should call this the beginning of the recovery. What are some of the stocks that we would like to pay attention to? What are some of the sectors that you want to pay attention to? I believe that is in everyone's concern at this very point. So tonight, this will be the topic that we'll be talking about. We'll be talking about after this vaccine, after all of you get your jab, or whoever the first batch they are getting their jab, what are some of the important news that you want to pay attention to, right? If you're ready for that tonight, just write ready for us in the comment and we are going to begin. And at the same time, if you like what you're watching, right, do us a very simple favor. Hit the like button and hit the share button for us, right? Hit the like button and hit the share button for us because that will really help us with our algorithm on Facebook and on YouTube, all right? So hit the like and share button because that will really help us with that, yeah? Now, that will help us to continue our show. That will help us to, a lot of other things. Anyway, all of you here who are watching this show, first thing first, someone wrote here commodities and tourism-related stock. Probably, yeah? What else do you think are areas that we should focus at? Yeah. What else do you think are other areas that we can focus at? Why don't you guys write down there in the comment and let's take a survey of what you guys think is actually one particular thing that you want to pay attention to. Maybe it's a news, maybe it's a sector, maybe it's a particular company, right? Just write down in the comment so that we know what is on your mind and as we have this chat. Now, as we are waiting for the comments to come in, I also would like to make a quick summary of what has been happening in the market and some of the most common questions that we have been getting over the past 1 week. Over the past 1 week, things have been really exciting, right? Yeah, we see the market going up and down and so on. And at the same time, there's this whole talks about the market could be crashing again. The other day, we saw the US market went down. Tesla went down, like literally it dropped below 700 at one point. And many people are also asking this question like, hey, is there going to be a crash? In fact, last few days, one of the most common questions that people text me is this: should I invest now or wait until there is a crash and invest after the crash? No. First thing I want to share with you guys is this. First thing, don't wait until a crash or don't keep looking forward to a crash because it is going to be, as as it is going to be hard for you to predict what stock is going to go up next or what's the highest peak of a stock, it is as hard to predict a crash, you know? Yeah, so don't bother predicting. My advice for you is this. As you invest, keep your portfolio ready, you know? Position your portfolio properly to weather through whatever kind of condition that you will come by. Now, one of the rule of thumb that I can suggest to you is that have at least 20% of your money set aside, right? Have at least 20% of cash set aside to invest in the stock market. Now, that 20% of cash is not to be invested immediately, but should be a liquid cash that you can enter into the stock market for during correction so that you can take advantage of the opportunities that come by if that ever happens. Now, nonetheless, I wouldn't think that there's going to be a big crash coming soon or whatnot, but yeah, we will never know. It's very hard for us to predict. So what I'll suggest to you is to invest wisely. Just as the previous incident to learn from, I would like to ask you guys, anyone here actually are stuck on the penthouse for tech stocks or either glove stocks, right? Over the last few weeks, we have been talking about the tech sector. Actually, ever since we entered into 2021 in January itself, we have been talking about the tech sector, and we, for one, have been saying that we think that the tech sector is a little bit on the overvalued side or on the more crowded end. Not to say that it's not going to grow, but it's just that a lot of people are there right now paying attention in the early of the year and in 2020 itself. And yeah, it could be a little bit risky. And true enough, over the past 1-2 months, we have been seeing the money flowing out from the tech side, right? Such as JF Tech, you know, went all the way crazy high. And right now, I think it's at about 180, somewhere around there. At one point, it went down to about 160. Yeah, and many other stocks. Now, I'm not saying that Malaysia Tech is not good. Malaysia Tech is fantastic. I love the tech stocks in Malaysia. And I myself am heavily invested in that sector. But after some time and thinking through it, remember the other day I was talking about portfolio repositioning? Yeah. And at the point as I was talking about portfolio repositioning, I sit down and I thought to myself that, look, don't fall in love with the stock, and there's no point of trying to show people that you had a great return last year. So I exited furthermore in my certain stock portfolio in the tech side and refocused towards other areas that I'm looking at. Now, so remember this one thing just to quickly summarize it once again, right? Don't fall in love with your past victory. Don't fall in love with your past victory. Second thing, do not fall in love with your past failure, or do not drag upon or carry the burden of the failure of your past failure right on you. And finally, what was that again? What was the last thing that I actually mentioned the last time? I think it was investing with a logic or something like that. That was my last point, I still recall. So this year itself, it's going to be an exciting year because we are again in a position of recovery. And just as every twist and turns in the market, there will always be new opportunities for you to make money. Now, so what are some of the areas that we want to pay attention to during this period of time? Or what are some of the news that you want to pay attention to? So Lauren actually mentioned about retails and offices. Maybe people are starting to move back into office and start working from office. Now, some people also talk about Bitcoin, right? And some talk about tourism and Sarawak-related stocks and so on. But tonight, I want to bring everyone's attention to one particular event, a landmark event that will be happening in this year, or at least maybe latest next year. Can anyone guess what this event is? Let me just drop a hint. Today itself, when you actually were to look through your Instagram stories, you will see the newspaper showing statements from our mentory that is related to this particular thing. And that thing is election. Yes. Suddenly now, there is a huge attention on this area. Now, it's not suddenly, definitely. It has been brewing for a while, right? Now, those of you who recall, this last year itself, or early this year, our dear Prime Minister called for a darurat, right? And suspension of the whole parliament and everything all. And there was this whole turmoil, political turmoil and stuff like that. And this is the time that you can see interesting things are brewing behind the scenes. Now, if you want to take advantage of this, now, I'll just request one last time, right? Do hit the share button for tonight so that more people can watch this and learn from tonight and probably get something out of it and everyone make money together. So hit the like button and hit the share button for us. Now, let's see whether we can hit 300 views tonight, yeah? So if we can hit 300 views tonight, I'll give y'all a bonus, yeah? I'll give y'all a bonus. Now, let us start. The story is this. Election. Let us not talk about what sector confirm gonna do well. Let us not talk about whether we can travel or not. We definitely do not know whether we can travel or not. We are not certain about it, right? We don't know what's going to happen in the next few months for sure in terms of like whether are people going to buy more things or stuff like all those. Tatao, right? Tatao. Will there be a third wave, fourth wave? Tatao. But one thing confirmed will happen, it's just a matter of time, is actually election, and especially Sarawak election. Now, if you hear me loud and clear there, just write Sarawak for us in the comment. So, Sarawak election is a landmark event, and it's really interesting, especially this year. And there is a great opportunity there. For those of you who actually do not know, right, or maybe you're a beginner in stock investing, you need to understand when people invest in the stock, they actually learn to do this one thing called generating market ideas. And there's a thematic play that goes on every year or every season, right? And one of the most common thematic play is what we call the election thematic play. Now, and the election thematic play this year that comes up is certainly on the Sarawak election itself, because that's something that's going to happen. Now, so for you to understand how to take advantage of this Sarawak election and maybe make money in the stock market, right? Then you got to understand how the political scene works a little bit. So tonight is just going to be a very brief review of the taste on what are some things that you can look at, summarize all into a 30-minute chat, and we're going to do a simple Q&A. So if you're ready, just write money for me. Just write money for me in the comment. Just write money for me in the comment, and we will begin, right? And hit the share button as usual. Tag your friends or whatnot so that your friends can see it. And we'll love to grow our Facebook followers, actually, because we have quite a lot on not a lot, but quite a significant amount on YouTube. But we love to grow our Facebook one. So if you're watching on Facebook, right, or you're watching on YouTube right now, and you don't mind switching to your Facebook, do help us to just switch to your Facebook and then just tag your friend or share it on your Facebook or Instagram or whatnot, because that will really, really help us to grow our channel. Now, that's all about it, and let us begin right now to talk about Sarawak election. Please understand, as we start to talk about Sarawak election, there's the first thing that you need to know is this. This year's election is a little bit different from the previous year. Because for the first time ever in the year of 2018, we had a change in government. Never in our life that happened before, right? Never in my life that I imagined that to be possible. And that happened for the first time. And this is really, really, really interesting. Because once there's a change of government, and this time right now, switch back again to Perikatan Nasional, and all this kind of hoo-ha and mumbo-jumbo that's happening, it is really, really annoying. And especially imagine if you are in Sarawak. Now, the issue is this. The state government has their jurisdiction, which means they have their power to execute certain things, but the federal government have their own power to execute certain things. Okay? So there needs to be an alignment somewhat. So what happened is, in order for the state to develop better, they need to align to the government. And therefore, you notice this one thing in Sarawak this year, or last year itself, they became a free agent, all right? They became a free agent. I will not go too deep into it, but those who understand, you will understand. The idea is this. They became a partner for Perikatan Nasional. Not so much of an ally in the sense where like they are a member, but they are just a partner. Now, this significant one thing very strongly. It tells you one thing. Sarawak for Sarawakians. And I think this was a statement that was brought up today itself. It means that who can benefit us? Okay, I shall not say this in that way. Please don't interpret it. I'm just simply plucking it out of the air. I simply talk one. As long as who can help us to build Sarawak to a better place, you know, let us go along. That is the whole idea there. And it's really, really interesting, right, when you talk about that. So now, it is the time of the year when the government will need to spend a certain amount of time and budget and effort to actually woo the states for the vote. They need to woo the states for the vote. So how are they going to play this Sarawak game right now? And we know this one thing. In order to woo the votes, there's going to be a pour out of money. And money means prosperity of businesses. And then it means prosperity to investors who know where the money is going. Ah, so here is where you are learning to take advantage of this situation. All right. So how Sarawak will be benefited for this? We can't run away from the one and only, or not one and only, but the most important topic of it all, which I'm going to bring about and share with you all very, very quickly, is called the SCORE. SCORE. The Sarawak Corridor of Renewable Energy. For those of you who actually understand what SCORE, just write SCORE for me, all right? So, Sarawak Corridor of Renewable Energy, it's all about renewable energy. And why does it matter for Sarawak? Sarawak is a really interesting state. It is a state that apa pun tada, paling ada adalah natural resources. Ada banyak land, ada banyak river. So what do you do with a state like that? You take advantage of natural resources. And SCORE comes in just nice. SCORE comes in perfectly nice. And in order to take advantage and monetize these natural resources, what can you do? What can you do? Anyone want to suggest? Anyone want to tell me what's on your mind when you talk about natural resources? Come, share with us. Tell us in the comment. Some people may be thinking about timber. No lah, better not timber lah. Very sad lah, huh? Go and cut trees. Now, what they're going to be looking at is actually renewable energy as we talk about SCORE here. So what is the cheapest form of renewable energy? Anyone know what's the cheapest form of renewable energy? If you know, please write there in the comment. The answer has something to do with water. Hydropower plant. Hydropower plant is going to be the gameplay in Sarawak. It's the cheapest form of energy. Not super, super high tech. It is something that we existingly know how to do and we are already doing. And Sarawak has already identified many sites for that. Now, so let's think about the first thing. Who is one of the big players in hydropower plant? Who is one company that is owned by Sarawak that has hydropower plant? Which company is that? The company start with K. So it is one of my favorite company, K Power. Now, cannot run from that one already. Okay. And why power plant is really something that they want to go for? Other than monetizing of natural resources, later we are going to touch on the industrial side. All right. So K Power, fly, 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 fly. No problem, right? Then the next thing that comes in here. So assuming today I'm a government. I want to build power plant, right? So I appointed a company like K-Power to build power plant for us. What do you think they need to do as they start building? They need to construct the dam, am I right? And when they construct the dam, what do they use to build the dam? They will need construction material. And one of the most important construction material is a raw material called, that starts with the letter C, called cement. Now, C, cement, right? And let's talk about cement. Do you know who is the largest cement producer in Sarawak? Anyone knows who's the largest cement producer in Sarawak? Yeah. If you know, please write there in the comment, right? The company is called CMSB. So they are the largest cement producer. Now, so we can see the relationship right now, right? So as they build up all this hydropower plant and everything, they're using all this construction material and all. The next thing is you generate power, lor. So after generate power, right? So where this power go to? Here is where we have another story. For those of you who do not know, Sarawak has this industrial park called Saman Laju Industrial Park. For those of you who do not know, you can go and Google this up. It's called Saman Laju. Saman Laju Industrial Park. And this is a really very interesting industrial park. It is supposed to be an industrial park for heavy industry. Heavy industry, this means you're talking about those smelter, the mining ones, the one that really use super a lot of power, that kind. Now, the ones that use super a lot of power, and they need a bit for this power and then, you know, and stuff like that. So the power goes to this kind of company. So what is the one company that you can think about that is in Sarawak that is considered in this heavy industry? Oh, by the way, this Saman Laju Industrial Park is actually very big, and it is something that a lot of international companies are literally queuing up to come in, because Malaysia and Sarawak, in this case here, there's the cheapest energy. And if your company is a manufacturing plant that needs a lot of energy, saving on electricity will help you to increase your profit. So there are companies who are willing to move their manufacturing, you know, to Sarawak itself just to save electricity, okay? Just to save electricity. Seriously. Yeah. So it's really like the park that's gonna bring in money for Sarawak, all right? It's like the park. So who are the companies that you can think about that will benefit for this? So here is where we have one company called OMS. OMS, it is actually not a Malaysian company. It's an Australian company, public listed in Australia. For those of you who are wondering, you can go and Google it up again. Lately, you would see an increase in its share price, if I'm not wrong. Really interesting. And this company is in Sarawak right now. And guess who is the shareholder of this company? Anyone want to take a wild guess on who is the shareholder of this company? The company starts with C. Now, before I reveal the answer, let us go to the other company. It's called Press Metal. Press Metal itself will also get benefited because they get the power, right? And that is actually an aluminium manufacturing company, the largest aluminium manufacturing, Press Metal. All right. So after Press Metal get all this, and OMS get all this, they can produce more, they can increase their capacity. That's a good thing, right? And OMS, the shareholder is actually CMSB. Ah, so ada tu juga. Now, by now, you have realized that we have talked about CMSB quite a bit. For those of you who remember, actually, we have been talking about CMSB since December. Anyone here bought CMSB? If you bought CMSB, congratulations. Today is about 2 ringgit and 40 cents. We have already been talking about CMSV for a very long time. K-Power, the longest of time as well. From muscle to exit already. Yeah, so CMSV, really interesting. From 180, now it's about 240. Yeah, so pay a little bit of attention to what we are saying. Sometimes we can't give you buy or sell call. Please acknowledge it. Whatever that we are sharing, none of it is investment advice, right? It's just information for you to interpret yourself and decide for yourself. So if you can read in between the lines and understand and do your own research and studies, then I hope you make a good decision for yourself. But nonetheless, I'm not asking you to buy anything, all right? Please acknowledge that. Yeah, just write there in the comment, education or information, because this is nothing to do with buy and sell advice. None of these are investment advice. Now, having said that, let's continue back to the story. So we can see there, precious metal can be benefited from a more power supply. And the next one that we can think about is definitely OMS, who can benefit from the increase of power supply. And the beneficiary will still go to CMS. Since there's industry right now, all there, you know, they are producing more things. So what happened when a manufacturing firm produces stuff? Then they need to export, right? So what is needed here? What is needed for the company to export their stuff after they produce it out of their factory? How do they transport these things? They transport with road, right? So with road, then what do you need? You need good infrastructure. You need road. You need highway in order to deliver things, to transport things, logistics. All this come down to this part of infrastructure. And you will notice in the budget that was announced, other than SCORE, there was a huge talk on Pan-Borneo Highway. Pan-Borneo Highway. And Pan-Borneo Highway is not really a new road. It is a linkage of existing roads and it is fully owned. There's no toll. One of the most interesting things about Pan-Borneo Highway is that there's no toll, right? There's no toll. So good, right, Sarawakians, huh? Y'all can go to this place where there's no toll. A lot of my friends in Sarawak, they've been telling me, you know, they're waiting for this Pan-Borneo Highway so that they can test their car. Their car's horsepower. I don't know lah. Anyone from Sarawak here? Huh? Yeah. Having said that, right? Let's not talk about testing car horsepower lah. Just talk about the road itself. Now, in order to build the road, who do you think? Anyone checked who is the contractor? Anyone check who is the contractor of Pan-Borneo Highway? One of the guys who are involved, one of the construction guys involved. There's this company called Hock Seng Lee. Yes, and they are the construction guys for Pan-Borneo Highway. So we see that chain right now. Now, but not to forget, right, after you construct the highway, or when you construct the highway, what do you think is needed to construct the highway? So if you want to construct a highway, you are in construction, Hock Seng Lee. What do you think are they going to need to construct the highway? Again, they will need construction material. And definitely one of the things that's needed is cement. And we know who is the largest producer of cement in Sarawak. Yep. So here's where all these stories are going. It is flying. And from here, we know these are the companies that can be benefited just by looking at the coming election and looking at Sarawak itself. Yes. Now, all of you are starting to put in your opinions there. Yes, steel can also be involved in the thing, granite and whatnot. I don't know lah. Whatever you want to think about, you think about lor, huh? Yeah, and then you play with it lor. Someone mentioned SCIB. So all these different things. By the way, one fun fact. This has nothing to do with Sarawak election at all, right? But one fun fact. Do you know that CMSB has quite a share in a particular bank in Malaysia? Anyone want to take a wild guess? So CMSB has a share in a bank in Malaysia. This has nothing to do with anything when it's just a, you know, it's just a quiz or like fun fact. Yeah, literally it's a fun fact. Now, having all said this as well, for those of you who do not know, Sarawak is also good in one particular thing, yeah, that they have, another natural resource that they have. That natural resource is oil and gas. Yeah. And when we talk about oil and gas, if for those of you actually haven't noticed, over the past 1-2 weeks, we also have been talking about oil and gas. And as oil and gas price increase, crude oil increase in price, money has been flowing into the oil and gas sector. And currently now it's a little bit like consolidating, waiting for some news, especially on OPEC and stuff like that. See whether can remove limit and yada yada, a lot of factors lah. Huh? But nonetheless, oil and gas, that's definitely one thing that you may want to pay attention to. And which is the company here that we can pay attention to? As oil and gas production increase, mostly Shell there, and then as they are going to produce more oil and gas, what do you think they need? Just like your car, if you travel more, what do you need? You need something called maintenance. So, here is where the other maintenance guy come in called Dayang. So this is basically a complete picture of what we are looking at in a very brief 30-minute talk. Generally, we are at 9:10 right now. 9:01 right now. Yeah. Oh, it's faster than 30 minutes. So we can play with Q&A lah, huh? Yeah, so generally, this is the story of Sarawak election, right? If you can piece together stuff, then piece it together. Yes, Serba Dynamic as well, darling. Thank you very much. And the answer for the bank is Kenanga. Yes, Kenanga Bank is owned by... CMSB has a significant share in Kenanga Bank. And... Kenanga Bank is also doing well during this period of time. So it will also somewhat contribute to a profit there. So let me just summarize very quickly for you this story. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah. If you're ready, let me summarize very quickly. Sarawak is a state that is full of natural resources. And one of the main natural resources that they can monetize from is power generation through renewable energy. That is hydropower plant. So, in Sarawak, the strategy of building the state and increasing the income is by bringing in heavy industry. Into the state of Sarawak itself. And this will attract many international and big players to the market. Now, in order to do that, they need to solve one big problem. How to give more power. And just nice, as we say, Sarawak is the best place for hydropower plant. So in order to build that, that's what they're going to take advantage of to bring in money. So, the construction company that will be involved, or we would say one of the top construction company for hydropower plant, I'm not saying that they get in the contract or anything, I'm just saying that they are top company in hydropower plant construction, is certainly K-Power. Tracing from there, as K-Power or like a hydropower plant company need to build a hydropower plant, they will need construction material. And one of the main material that we are talking about here is cement. And the largest cement producer in Sarawak is CMSB. Now, fast forward, as the power plant is built, there's more power generated. Then those companies that went into Sarawak for the industrial park, called Samalaju Industrial Park, will be able to increase their capacity and open more factories per se, right? Now, the companies that already have a factory there is certainly OMS and Press Metal. OMS is a manganese and I can't remember the name. Yeah, but basically it's a smelting company, lah, yeah, mining. Yeah. From there, that company will be able to increase its production. Therefore, we should be looking at higher profit, you know, hopefully. Yeah, let's see. But anyway, this company is also owned. CMSB has a significant share in this company called OMS. Then the next thing is Pressmatter. Tak perlu cakap already lor. One of the largest aluminium producing company, or the largest itself in Malaysia. Okay. Now, since they can produce more products already, they need to send it out, right? They need to transport it. Then you need better roads. To build better roads, the project is Pan Borneo Highway. The construction company, Hock Seng Lee. And in order to build the highway, you need construction material again. So where do you get it from? You get it from, likely, could be CMSB. Make sense? Yeah. So that's the story there. Now, one more part that I missed out. In Sarawak, there needs to be connectivity. In Sarawak, there needs to be connectivity. And this whole talk about jendela, remember? Remember, we talked about jendela. Remember, the government talked about it. And they want to increase connectivity. Now, in Sarawak, the largest tower company, the tower co in Sarawak, is actually Sakofa. And Sakofa, again, it is being owned by CMSB. So this is the story that we are looking at. And another one more certainly is on the oil and gas side. As oil and gas production increase due to the increase in crude oil price, you should be looking at more maintenance, and therefore we could be looking at companies like Dayang or Seba Dynamic. So this is the chain of the company. And that's all about it when it comes to all these companies. Now, having all said that, actually what happened is that we decided to talk about this because there's a lot of requests and people are really asking about this topic. One of the main reasons is because the first time when we talked about it, it was in December itself or in November itself, right? And when we talked about CMSB and those companies, they were in like 1 ringgit and 80 cent and stuff like that. And now it has shot up. Yeah. And so people are asking us to do another session to talk about it. So let me just share with you guys. We are going to run a special session to talk about Sarawak election, and we are going to go through a deep dive into these different stocks, right? And also, more importantly, a deep dive into how you should pay attention to this whole Sarawak election. What is the condition like? The whole political landscape and so on. Why? Because we are not here to tell you about the stocks itself alone. Because there's no point giving you the fish, lah. You need to learn how to fish yourself, right? So if you're interested, go and sign up for this. We are doing it together with a Frankie. This is actually a FinIF product. Yeah, it's going to be a stockpile. Yeah, we're going to do it with a Frankie. And he's going to share with you what are some of the things that you want to pay attention to. Yeah, it's going to be on the 12th of March, 2021. It's going to be at 8 o'clock and we're going to do it on Zoom. So just scan it up. Join us on that day itself. Yeah, we're going to talk further about a deep dive into this whole Sarawak election thing and how can you benefit as an investor, all right? Now, if you guys are ready, we'll just give you another 20 more seconds, you know, to click up to this and join in. Now, having all said that, some of you may be wondering, how on earth do we come about with all this kind of stuff, right? So, the other day also, I was on Clubhouse. Anyone on Clubhouse here, if you're on Clubhouse, can you just write Clubhouse for me as well? I just want to reiterate one of the things. Someone asked me on Clubhouse the other day, or asked the group in general, was, this person said this, how come every time when I get news, it's so outdated already? I just started investing in the stock market. This lady, she said she just started investing in the stock market and she felt that she's very outdated with the news because it's like she tried to learn about it but like whenever it's already out, you know, she's already missed out on it. So Clubhouse is actually another app that is quite fun. For those of you who actually watch our show, please go to Clubhouse. Clubhouse is really fun. Now I'm there and I talk there. I chat with the fans. I talk to different people. So it's kind of like a live, but a lot more interaction. So yeah, go and join. Yeah, I still got 2 more invitations if you're interested. So just PM me if you're interested. But it has to be iPhone user for now. Android will be released later. Now, anyway, having said that, so this is something that I shared with this person. If you want to buy, if let's say tomorrow your friend come to you and ask you this one thing, hey, bro, you want to buy my restaurant or not? What are some of the questions that you're going to ask your friend? The first thing that definitely you will be asking is, how's your company doing, right? How's the financial statement like? Do you all have money in the bank account right now? What's your regular sales? What's your last year sales? Second thing you probably really want to know is that currently, what's the business model? What's the business prospect? Looking ahead, are there going to be more people coming? Where is this situation at? What's the market like? You know, and so it's a more business side. Now, this tells you one thing, right? If let's say you're running a restaurant, you need to understand the business model. So if let's say this restaurant is a vegan restaurant, it only sells veggie. And for the next 3 months, you notice that there is going to be an increase in price for vegetable. What do you think is going to happen to the profit margin of this restaurant? You can literally project that in the next 3 months, there's a very high chance that the profit margin will be lower, therefore lower in profit. So you kind of know how to predict what's going to happen. Now, some people think that these are all insider news. It's not really always an insider news. They are insider news, yes. But not always it's an insider news. Very often, if you understand how a business runs, you understand how to interpret news, you understand how to interpret all these updates that are happening in the market, you will be able to make a good guess of what's happening. Now, for those of you who have gone through my class as well, or like you've gone through other forms of investment classes. Anyone here actually went through any investment classes? It doesn't mean that you need to come from Mr. Money TV's class, right? It can be from any other classes. Let's say from VI, whatnot, this or that, doesn't matter. As long as you have taken a class before on investing, or maybe you have been searching online about investing before, but until today, you have that question. How do I practically practice investing? How do I practically practice investing? If you're one of them, right, then I want to tell you to do this one thing. Understand how business works and learn to interpret the daily news in the perspective of businesses. Learn to interpret daily news for businesses. Now, you must be thinking to yourself, what do you mean by that? How many of you receive a market update every day? Like when you have a brokerage account or CDS account, you actually get this message from your broker in the morning. Ringgit Malaysia go up by 5 cents. And then manganese price go up. Oil and crude oil price go down, you know. And like all these different stuff. Yeah. How many of you actually received that? If you received that, can you just write update for me in the comment? Just write update for me in the comment. The most effective way, right, is actually to learn to understand that. Because, right, many of you would have received that. But I know that many of the people actually look at that, right? They actually don't really understand what it means. Most of the people look at that, they are a bit like, oh, okay. You don't really know what is it trying to say. But have you ever thought, if there's no meaning, why on earth they send it to you every day? Because I can tell you this one thing. That thing that was being sent out, it matters to professional. It matters to people who are in the investment banking scene. People who do this for a living will know how to interpret that very, very quickly. But yes, if you are not an investment banker yourself, you may be a little bit confused. It will take time for you to learn. Because come on, think about it this way. These people learn through their job, making a living, understanding that. From a fresh grad to the first 2 years, they're learning how to interpret it so fast. I can tell you until today, I cannot interpret it as fast as them because I don't do this for a living. Because their job is in the morning, they wake up, they look at all this news, they consume it, and then they come up with ideas and then they present it to the relevant parties like fund managers and so on. Yeah. So, yeah, Alan say, don't understand, ask Frankie. Yes, that's a very good one. Yeah. So, what I wanted to share with you is that you need to learn how to make sense of this data. Learn how to make sense of what's happening. Like for example, when Bitcoin dropped, we saw Tesla's share price went down. Why? You see all this kind of thing? When you see that crude oil price went up, and you start to know already that you need to pay attention to oil and gas. So there are a lot of things that can generate out of it, right? And it's like a web of crazy stuff. Now, it takes you a lot of time to read. Just go and read it because there's no easy shortcut here. I'll just tell you the truth. There's no easy shortcut. There's no such thing as an easy shortcut. You just need to learn and communicate and talk to people and so on and read and read and read. Now, one thing is this, you can also, like I say, I have a privilege. I have a lot of friends who are investment bankers, so I get to ask them. I get to bug them and they don't scold me. So anyway, for those of you who are wondering what Alan is actually saying, what happened is that we have actually a friend, the friend of mine that you have seen before, Frankie. He's from FinIF and I run the stock pulse with him. I also have this thing called a market update that he's in charge of, that he does it. He actually every morning will send you a market update in summary on what's it being talked about. Now, they are running a 7 days free trial. So if you are interested, you can just go and sign up for the free trial, okay? Yeah, it's going to be 7 days free. And after that, if you are interested to go on with it, it's just ₱1 a day. So if ₱1 a day can speed up your learning, if you think it's worth it, go ahead lah. Huh? If you don't think it's worth it, then go and read yourself because you can still read yourself. Yeah, you can still learn yourself and it's okay. Like me, I learn it myself. But yeah, lah, until today, I'm not as fast as him lah because he does it for 10 years as a living, okay? So, yeah, if you're interested, just go and sign up for that market update. It's on Telegram. Yeah, just go and sign up for that. Yeah, those who are in the market update group, can you just write Frankie for us in the comment or just write in the comment there if it has helped you or benefited you or you have made money from it. Yeah, write ROI if you have already ROI, yeah. Yeah, write ROI if you have already ROI. I think there's a running joke right now among us is that, already make more money than you have paid. Yeah. Anyway, that's another story. Now, anyway, we're going to go into Q&A. I shall not talk about this too much already. We're going to go into a time of Q&A. If you have any question, please send it over. And we are going to, we're going to answer question. And for those of you who are interested, sign up for the market update group, just sign up for it. And those of you who have already ROI from me, just write ROI so people know what's it about. Yeah. Now, guys, if you have any question about what's next after Sarawak election and about all these things that we talked about, we're going to open up the floor for a Q&A for 15 minutes before we call it a night. So, questions, welcome. Let's see, what are some of the questions that was here? The link is here, and okay, just to share with you all very, very quickly, right? If you think about the Saman Laju Industrial Park, I would encourage you all to go and Google more about it. Apparently, that industrial park, it is right now, it is so hot that they put people on the waiting list. It is so hot that they put people on the waiting list, literally, because many international players really see the strategic benefit of Saman Laju Industrial Park. Reason being is because the location, you see from Sarawak there, Southeast Asia, South China Sea, it's quite easy to transport to different sides of the world. Number two, when you talk about that industrial park there, the cheap electricity will help them to save a lot of money. Now, the only issue is this. They don't even have enough power to supply to the waiting list. So that is the only thing that's waiting for them. Once the power thing is solved, then it's going to be really, really, really very powerful. And here is where they need to solve this problem. And here is where the money is. Yeah. So let's just read in between the lines, go and read up about the story, understand it, and see from there lah. So Shurin is asking this, why oil counters not making a continuous rally? Why it goes down despite of oil price raising? I can imagine Frankie here, right? He'll say, I already answer you in the group chat. That's what he'll say. Yeah. But anyway, talking about it, I think at this point right now, just to give you a brief one, there are a few concerns that you need to pay attention to. Currently right now, we are still... How do we put this? Okay, let me just put a very simple one. There's still a limitation in terms of production. Yeah, there's still a limitation in terms of production. And this is one area that needs to be balanced properly. So there's no clear direction on, as a company or as a whole industry, how do they really want to go? Because for those of you who remember, you will recall that OPEC, actually, they all agreed that they're going to reduce their production. Right, they're going to reduce their production. And number two, is the oil price high enough to sustain an overproduction after this? So these are some of the questions that are coming in play right now. So it has already rallied to a certain extent to reach to a comfort level among investors. Or that's what I can say. Until there's another catalyst to push it further, then yalla, can be talked about. Now, so Maui asked this, what about 5G in Sarawak? Before we talk about 5G in Sarawak, right? Sarawak got one big problem is connectivity in itself. And here is where when we talk about connectivity in Sarawak, you can look at this company called Sakofa and number two also OCK. Sakofa and OCK. They are tower builders. And yeah, this is the area that you want to look at. Since CMSB has been climbing quite a bit, is it too late or will there be a dip? Again, this one I know confirmed not inside market update also. This one also I know sure not inside market update because I already talked about this quite a while already. But anyway, the advice is this. Go and sit down, do a proper evaluation on CMSB. Ask yourself this question. What do you think is the fair valuation of CMSB? Ask yourself that question, what's a fair valuation of CMSB? So sit down, do your homework, do your calculation. Yeah, I hope that helps you to understand where this is leading to, all right? Yeah. Vaccine out. What do I think about Glove? I think Glove now is very, very attractive. It's very attractive. It's getting very attractive. Getting very, very attractive. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. It's getting attractive. But hold your horses. Do your own study because, yeah, there still needs to be some catalyst to push lah. So let's see where this goes. Let's see where this goes. Art of Kun asked, my opinion on GCAN. My opinion is this. Sit down, do your calculation and understand what's the story behind if you want to invest in it. Right? Other than that, I got no opinion because I haven't been paying attention to GCAN for quite a while. So I don't know what's the latest thing that's going on. Yeah. Why profit-making company prices go down and loss-making company prices go up? JT, that is a very good question. Now, many people have this misconception about the stock price, right? You have to understand the stock market in Bursa Malaysia, the stocks that are sold there are actually what we call secondhand stocks, which means are stocks that I sell to you, you sell to me. This stock, the money, doesn't go to the company one, you know. Yeah, and it doesn't really affect the company one. Now, how the stock price moves on Bursa Malaysia is solely on the immediate press of button comes down to the perception of investor. If an investor thinks that this company is good, then they are willing to put in money and more people are willing to put in money, therefore there's more demand than supply, then the price goes up. So understand this one thing. The price of a stock on Bursa Malaysia has more to do with supply and demand. Has more to do with supply and demand. So as long as people think the stock is worth it, they are willing to spend money on it, then the price can go up. As long as people think that it's worth it and they don't want to sell it, they hold it, therefore causing a lack of supply, and people are willing to bid for a higher price, then it goes up. As long as people think that they don't mind selling it at a cheaper price and people are buying it, the price will go down. This has nothing to do with the profit of a company on how well the company is doing. And that is why any joker can post up a post online and tell you this company is good, and so many people just jump in and buy the stock without even sitting down and thinking about what that stock is doing. Yeah. So I hope it explains to you. So the answer is this. People are crazy. Now, certainly on the other hand, people are also not entirely crazy, because there are certain people who know certain things before you do, or they see value in things that you don't see value in. For example, before we understood internet, many people didn't see the value of Amazon. They didn't see the value of data. But those who understood the value of data understood the value of data. Does it make sense to you? So remember this one thing. The stock price has nothing to do with how well a company does, in at least in the short term. But it's a good thing. Because here is where people who understand how to value a company or value an asset can come in and take advantage of this price difference, or what they call a price value divergence, and make money out of it. Yes, you're right. Technically, you're right. We are not saying that, we are definitely not saying that when the power plant is built up, then they will sell it directly. But this power units will be sold to TNB, and then they need to bid lah. Yeah. Wow. This is a very good question, Anaj. When do I think FarmFresh will release their IPO? You help me find out. I also don't know. I'm also waiting. Yeah. All right. Okay. Will EPF share disposal create a new opportunity for investors to go in the market during price correction? I think why not? Why not? If you know your gameplay, why not? If you know your gameplay, why not? Timothy Lim is asking about DeFi. It's more of a statement, right? I would say, yeah, for those of you who actually do not understand cryptocurrency and you're interested to learn more, go and read up about DeFi. Just go and read it up. This is something that I always believe. Regardless of whether you're a stock investor, property investor, or whatnot, always keep your mind open to read. The more you read, the more you learn. And that's what excites me as an investor myself, to be able to learn up on new knowledge and to be open-minded and to learn new things. So continue learning. Oh, Travis, yes, currently news are saying that there's a shortage in semicon chips, even for the automotive industry. Do you foresee the tech rally continuing despite the vaccine being available? Now, semicon chip shortage has been for quite a while right now, and they foresee that even by this year, it's still going to be on the shortage side. Yes, automotive is a problem. Even I think Germany car makers went to TSMC to talk to them to see whether can work out on the situation or not. But on the other hand, I don't really see any too much of connection between vaccine and tech rally at this point. Maybe I'm not getting it correctly, but I don't really see much of a relation. I think tech is tech. I think the way that we are adapting to tech right now has already come to a point of acceleration. This has to do with COVID lockdown, that we became more reliant on technology. Like, for the first time ever, I couldn't get an iPad until now because it's out of stock. Right, I couldn't get the specific iPad that I want because I was stuck until now. And I was asking the Mac shop. They were telling me that at the moment it comes, it gets sold off within a day. Within a day, it's sold out. Yeah. And I think even if everyone right now can go traveling outside, our adaptation towards tech is already there, Eddie. It's not going to go any lesser. So that's what I thought. Yeah. TNB price on a huge discount. Is it a good time to collect? I cannot really comment on that. But what I can say is that TNB is really one of those stocks that has its economic moat that it's almost unbeatable in Malaysia at this point. And yeah, it's a good company. It's a great company. It's a monopoly. Well, it's like the stock that you can just buy and sleep. Yeah. That's not what I say. That's what I heard other people say. Yeah. So someone is asking, since mostly it's about Sarawak side, a little more about, bit more about what's happening on Peninsula. Nothing much. There's no news that we can force to come happen in Peninsula, right? So we follow the news. We follow the trend. We follow the theme. And yeah, basically that's about it. Until there's news. Yeah, or anything really exciting. Yeah. Any thoughts for their recent aggressive share buyback action by CMSB? I think the aggressive share buyback has already happened at about 1 ringgit and 70 cents to 1 ringgit and 90 cents, somewhere in between that range. So recently, it's just a very small portion of buyback. So someone asked this, is it still worth it to take ASB financing in 2021? Everyone have a mixed opinion on this. But if you were to ask me myself personally, I always think that it's a good thing to do. That's for me. It may not be for you. Go and do your calculation. But I would say that generally, ASB financing and ASB is designed in that way that the financing rate is always going to be lower than the interest rate. Yeah, or the dividend rate. Now, what's my current opinion on eToro? It is very unreliable, especially during volatile times. Okay. I think this one, we definitely need to talk about it, right? This is what I can say. I think for those of you who have been watching my stuff as well, at one point, you'll remember my post, I actually said that for long term, I prefer Tiger Broker or IBKR. There are some stuff here which I cannot confirm and I cannot really say. I'm not saying that they are bad. They are still the platform that I always go to. The reason being is because I'm cheap. I'm cheap, literally. Yeah, because when I transfer money to eToro, it is cheaper when it comes to the transferring fee. And it is for that reason that I enjoy using them. But certainly, if I got a lot of money, will I be looking at that? I may not. Yeah, I may not. Yeah, because my only problem is the limitation of funds. And that's right. That's the reason why I use eToro. I shall not comment further so that I don't get into too much of trouble or anything. We'll never know, right? But what I'll say is this. Use whatever broker that you feel comfortable and understand why you're using certain broker. At the end of the day, if you can afford to, go for something that is publicly listed with a lot more security per se. This time round, this one, I think everyone here definitely is waiting for eToro to say something about it. But all their answer to us right now is still there was a problem with Microsoft and, well, I haven't heard from them since. So let's see what they are going to tell us after this. But if let's say you are the kind who have more than 5,000 USD or 10,000 USD to invest immediately, I will say that, like I say, the only reason I'm using eToro is because every time I'm investing 100 to 200 USD, I use the dollar cost averaging approach when it comes to my US stock investment through eToro. Every month I pump in 100 to 200 USD. And that's the reason why I'm using eToro, because I can save on that transaction fee. Yeah. So if you don't have that problem, just go for something else. Yeah. Hokkaido Bro asks, what do you think about Biden's move to supply both PPE and manufacturing chips themselves instead of relying on China and other countries? Will it cause an oversupply in future? Again, you are not in the market update group. If you are in the market update group, this was also already addressed. Yeah. So, yes, there is always a risk, to put it in short. This one, I don't know, but I know the price of Tesco flew up because everyone was leveraging or riding on the news that there will be a logistic supplier. Yeah, that's all. Oh, am I from Sarawak? No, I'm not from Sarawak. Unfortunately, I'm not from Sarawak. Yeah. Okay, let me just look through what are some of the really interesting questions and then we'll see where it goes. Okay, we'll probably talk about this. But let me see what are some of the things first. Okay lah. I'll just talk about this first, then I'll answer one, two more questions from here, then we'll call it an end, alright? So let's talk about a little bit about construction post-pandemic, right? Recently, there are a few stocks that I myself are actually looking at in my watch list that I'm paying attention to. Is a company that starts with L, and also another one more is a company that starts with K, yeah, that I'm paying attention to. So it's a company that starts with L and a company that starts with K, and they are property company, not construction company. Yeah. So that's all I'm going to say. Pay attention to. I'm not saying it's no investment advice, like I say, right? I'm just paying attention to it. Yeah. You go and read it up yourself and see for yourself. Yeah. That's all about it. So someone asked me if I do day trade. I don't do day trade. I do short trades though on a weekly or something like that. I do that. Okay. So that's all about it. Yeah. Again, those who are asking about a market update group link, yeah, just go and hit the link there. We are going to put it up again. Yeah, the link. You all can just go and sign up for that. There's a 7 days free trial, and after that, it's going to be ₱1 a day. Yeah, it's going to be a 7 days free trial, and then it's ₱1 a day. So the good thing about this, just to help Finif promote a bit again, is that the guy, the voice behind this, this is a guy who is 10 years in experience in investment banking. His job literally is to look at all this on a daily basis and answer questions from fund managers and formulate investment ideas through all this to fund managers. So yes, he's definitely a lot faster than all of us because people do it for a living for the past 10 years. And yeah, it's solid stuff, Yeah, and I'm very pleased to actually promote it. No shame at all because yeah, it's really good. Yeah. And it's only ₱1 a day. Yeah. So in fact, if he asks for anything, if he asks for a higher price or whatnot, I would have may not be. No, I mean it's very good even at a higher price, but you all know lah, our channel, we are trying to go towards affordability, right? So he was willing to make an affordable program for everyone as well. So I'm more than happy to help him to promote that lah. Yeah. So anyway, that's all about it. I hope you all are enjoying this and I hope that the story of tonight, SCORE, right? Go and read up about SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Go and read up about SCORE. Please write SCORE for us in the comment if you have already heard this and you get it loud and clear. If you understand how to play this Sarawak game, yeah? So just write SCORE for us in the comment and we are gonna call it a night, all right? And then we are gonna call it a night. Now, thank you very much, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you again very, very soon. And hope you guys make more money in the stock market. And one day we'll do a potluck together. And since many of you are already ROI, I believe I can depend on you all to bring the food up. right? So see you guys. Take care. Enjoy yourself. Have a good night.
Thank you very much for listening. And if you like The Real Money Show, subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review.